Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As shelling from Russia's war in Ukraine echoed overhead, evacuees scurried atop military trucks or into rafts to flee rising floodwaters caused by a dam breach of the Dnieper River. The unnerving bark of dogs left behind further soured the mood of those ferried to safety. A woman in one raft clutched the head of her despondent daughter. Military trucks stuck in swelling waters raised the panic level of those evacuating. Nobody knew just how high the waters were. Scrambled to leave one vulnerable neighborhood Tuesday testified to the latest human chaos caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. The collapse of a major dam in southern Ukraine sent global prices of wheat and corn higher. The destruction has renewed market fears about the fragility of the country's ability to ship food to Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia as it fights a war with Russia. Wheat prices gained 2.4% early Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange to $6.39 a bushel. Prices were higher earlier in the day, but declined somewhat in the hours following. The destruction of the dam has raised concerns about disruption to Ukraine's affordable grain supplies getting to developing nations where people are struggling with hunger and high food prices. Fiji's leader indicated his nation is reconsidering its security ties with China at a time that geopolitical tensions in the Pacific are rising. The prime minister said Fiji was reviewing a contentious police cooperation agreement it signed with China in 2011, which has allowed Chinese police officers to be stationed in Fiji. China and the U.S. have increased their competition for influence in the Pacific in recent years.